The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Varis Health Partners.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Monday. And believe it or not, it is December 2nd. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
So happy to be back in the studio with the Thanksgiving holidays behind us. Now we know what's coming up with all the Christmas shopping and Christmas holidays and getting ready for everything. But in the meantime, there's some important things that you should be thinking about. And that's why I'm so pleased to have in the studio today. We have Keith and Pam Giles with Varis Health Partners. And they are here to talk about quite a few things. But first up, how are you?
Good to see you both.
Good. You had a good holiday.
Good morning.
It was good.
Great Thanksgiving.
Yes, it was a nice little break in the chaos.
Yes, yes, I'm sure. I'm sure your phones are ringing off the hook right now. And that's because we are in
AEP.
Thank you.
Annual enrollment period.
The annual enrollment period. So let's talk about that. What does that mean? Maybe some folks aren't even clear on what that means and what's available to them.
Yeah, so we're actually coming up on three enrollment periods, right? But this one is really taking a lot of our time. And that is what, Pam?
What, Medicare?
Yeah, Medicare.
The big one.
The big M word.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Yes, it is.
Unbelievably crazy, and there's a lot of big changes here that are affecting a lot of people.
Yes, absolutely. It's been ongoing since we opened up season October 15th, and it goes till December 7th. This is the last week, everybody. If you haven't been paying attention to what's going on or what's happening for your Medicare plan, this is the last week to try to figure out what's happening out there.
Six days left.
Right. So December 7th falls on a Saturday this year.
Yes.
So are you still able to go online or do what you need to do Saturday, or do you need to have it done by Friday?
Saturday. It is the actual day itself. Yep.
Okay. But I know for sure Sunday and Monday, once that December 7th passes, I saw an ad about this that said you absolutely cannot get it after that. Correct? Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you've got 6 days to make up your mind.
That's right.
I've only had one person call me about 11 o'clock at night once.
Yeah.
We've got other agents out there that referred.
Yes. Typically, we try to make sure we have everything wrapped up. Obviously, during a work day, which would naturally be a Monday through Friday. But if need be, it's open all day Saturday as well. But, yeah, we try to discourage that from happening.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the changes. I know one of the big things is in the prescription drug plans. Talk a little bit about that, because that can be confusing.
Yeah. I will rehash this year, or I should say 2025, which will be the new drug stages. And this is what's created a domino effect, if you will, on everything that's we're seeing this year in the enrollment period. First off, for 2025, the drug deductible is $590, which many plans are charging that full deductible. Some are not. Some are not charging a deductible. But that's, you know, something to be aware of when you're looking at your medications. But anyway, once you reach that $590, you go into what they call initial coverage. That's the second stage. In here, you're going to pay a particular copay. You've already paid your deductible, if you will, if you had one. And you're going to pay your initial coverage, whatever the plan is charging you for that. It can be anywhere from zero for generics up to 47, up to 141. It just depends on the plan's design. But anyway, so once you hit initial coverage, you stay in there until the cost of your medications have been paid for up to $2,000. And then you go right into catastrophic coverage, which means good news, you pay zero for your medications for the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's what I consider. I always talk about the good, bad, and the ugly. I think that's the good one.
That is the good one.
Yeah.
But as
there's
in
anything, still a gray area, though.
There's still a gray area or a backlash or a trade-off or whatever you want to call it. It still has been taken out from other areas, how they've changed benefits and formularies, because I'm going to just talk about where we're at right now in 2024. Okay. We totally eliminated. We had deductible, initial coverage gap. Okay. And then catastrophic. So we had four stages, or we currently have four stages. Next year, there's only three. The coverage gap is gone away. So that the cost of medications for this year could have gone up to $8,000. Next year, it's going to be $2,000.
Yay.
So there's a $6,000 difference.
Without the gap. Because I experienced that.
Yes. So how do you make up for that?
Right. Exactly. I was not excited. It was my first year and I didn't understand what was happening.
Yes. And that's one of the things we've really tried to encourage people when it's really important. It's still important to know your meds for next year, but to know that that gap's gone away, it is a huge relief for a lot of people. But one of the issues with all of that is, now a lot of plans have redesigned. A lot of them, like I said, include that $590 deductible. And if that's the case, you can be paying a hefty price the first time you get your meds if you have one or two meds that fall in that deductible stage. That's why that's important. So you could still pay, like in January, over $1,000 for your medications, even though you can only pay up to $2,000.
Right.
But within the first 2 months, you could hit that $2,000 mark. And yeah, it's great, good to go for the rest of the year. You are in catastrophic. But coming up with those costs up front can make a huge difference for people.
So back up just a little bit, because just to go over for someone maybe that's new to Medicare or just beginning to understand just the A, B, and C, that you have the A, B, and then prescription and Advantage plans. Can you just kind of break that down just to bring people up to speed?
Absolutely. Original Medicare or fee-for-service, a lot of times you'll hear it referred to, and we call it the red, white, and blue card because a lot of people will recognize that. That card has your Part A, which is hospital, and your Part B, which is your medical side. It does not cover drugs. A lot of people don't realize that, and this is something else I've ran into. When you are eligible for Medicare, you're supposed to pick up your A and B. If you don't pick up your B in a regular time frame, if you don't have other coverage, you can get a penalty. If you don't pick up a drug plan, okay, which is Part D. So A and B is original Medicare. D is just the drug plan itself, okay? People can have just that red, white, and blue card, A and B, and pick up just what we call a standalone drug plan, Part D. If you don't get that when you're first eligible, okay, you incur a penalty. I've run into people this year that I'm happy, I'm not taking drugs, I got my A and B, I'm good. They never got a drug plan. And now they have 2 years of penalty that they have to pay.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's
for a lifetime.
For a lifetime. Yeah,
oh,
it's not
well,
just
I didn't realize
one,
that.
Yeah, it's not just this 1 year or whatever. It is a permanent penalty.
Oh my goodness.
Unless you go on Medicaid, that's another story. But anyway, so I've run into that. So going back to answering your question, A and B, red, white, and blue card. D is a standalone drug plan. Okay. The Medicare Advantage plans are your Part C. What happens is they combine A and B and a drug plan all into one plan. It's called Part C. That's your Medicare Advantage plan.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense. So now we're talking about specifically the drug plans.
Yeah, yes.
Right
but
now.
But we know, yeah, Part D is the drug plans, but Medicare Advantage plans
do have Part D.
They have Part D included.
There's going to be a quiz at the end of the show.
So you got to watch out for that too, because, for example, a lot of times Medicare Advantage plans might be a little bit, their formularies might be a little more generous. Their deductibles might be a little bit more generous because everything's included in one plan versus a prescription drug plan, which is a standalone drug plan. They can be a little bit more expensive. We take a look at both of those things when people are looking at going on to their Medicare. But question?
Oh, I was going to say, we're listening to Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, and we're talking about Medicare and the open enrollment plan right now. I'm guessing some of you may have some questions, so do text those questions in at 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620, talking with Keith and Pam Giles with Veris Healthcare. So,
okay, thanks.
Yes, I just want to throw that out there in case anybody wants to ask a question.
Yeah, please don't hesitate to give us a call. Call in. But what I was going to say with Medicare Advantage plans, what people aren't possibly realizing, and I've run into it, we've talked about this since August, you'll get an annual notice of change on how your plan's going to change for the next year. And we found that plans that didn't have a drug deductible for 2024 will have a drug deductible for 2025. Now, this is Medicare Advantage plans, okay, your Part C, all right? Some of them have done away with certain benefits or reduced benefits. A lot of times people get into Medicare Advantage plans because they want to get the dental and vision.
Right. Because that's right.
Medicare does not cover dental, vision, and hearing. As we get older, we all need that kind of stuff. So why not get it all wrapped into your Medicare Advantage plan? We see reduced benefits instead of having, for example, $1,000 towards comprehensive dental. You only get a dental exam and a cleaning. So those are things that have changed for people. Over-the-counter credits have gone away or been reduced. That's extra bonus money, if you will. They put into your Medicare Advantage plan towards vitamins, supplements, first aid.
Over-the-counter stuff, yeah.
Over-the-counter stuff. That's exactly what it's called.
And that's gone away.
Some plans.
Some plans, okay.
And some have reduced it. That's why we say it was so important to look at how your plan changed for 2025.
Some of those plans just went away completely.
Yes.
That's
another trade-off.
Yeah.
That's not good. And you would get notified, of course, if your plan goes away, correct?
Yes.
Open your mail, though.
Right. Open your mail. Well, and I'll tell you what, when people get something, they get termination letters.
Oh.
And they'll say, I just got this letter in the mail. What does it mean? I say, oh, that means your plan's terminated.
So wow.
We have at least, there's more than three plans that have been terminated, but we've had at least three that we know that we've worked with in our area here. Some plans did away with, we've talked a little bit about HMO and PPO plans. Some of them have done away with a PPO, which is your opportunity to go out of network and only let you have an HMO.
Okay. And the PPO is a preferred provider
organization.
Say that many times. Yeah. Yes, preferred provider.
The HMO being your health maintenance organization.
There you go.
Some of them got rid of the PPOs, and they're only offering HMOs. So if you have a letter that says your plan was terminated, that means your plan is going away December 31st, and you will be on original Medicare without a drug plan. So if you don't pick up a new plan, then you're going to want to relook that for next year.
So you really have to stay on top of it because of all these changes.
Yes.
And
yes.
Thank goodness you're available. Because this is very complicated and it can be very confusing. And I'm curious, so you seem to be so knowledgeable about all the different plans and the changes this year. Do you have specific companies that you work with that you recommend one versus the other, or do you kind of offer your clients of choice? How does that work?
I recommend all of them.
There you go. Okay.
So we're independent agency. So when we're doing our research, we look them all up at the same time.
So you don't really have a bias. That's a good thing because then you're actually helping to select a plan that's best for your client.
Correct. Yeah. It's whatever fits your needs. Definitely. That's one thing that's awesome about being able to be an independent agent, because you can take a look at and say, look, this is what we suggest for you, or this is better what you're looking for or what you need. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, we don't have anyone in particular that we recommend.
There is some positive stuff to your plan being terminated.
Yes.
And what would that be?
Well, going back into history a little bit about learning your ABCs of Medicare, if you go on what we call Original Medicare, you can pick up a MedSup and a standalone drug plan. Okay. When we teach this, and we'll have class coming up in March called the ABCs of Medicare. When we teach it, we call it a 3-card carrier, which means you carry your red, white, and blue card. you carry your MedSup that covers the gaps, and you carry your prescription drug plan card. Okay.
Gotcha.
So MedSups, I always like to say, think about life insurance. Life insurance policies have to be underwritten. Okay. They don't just give you a policy. Okay. Medicare supplements are underwritten. And if you don't pick them up in what we call a guaranteed issue window, you will be asked the health questions. So given to what Keith said, if you've been on a Medicare Advantage plan for several years and you're in a position where you really wouldn't pass underwriting for a Med Sup, if they terminate your plan, it automatically puts you in what we call a guaranteed issue window. And if those people out there that think they might want a Med Sup or want to pursue that avenue or find out the costs, they have a window to do that also.
Yeah, and I got a good example of that. Some of my clients are getting injections in the doctor's office, and these doctor office injections cost a lot of money. And if you had a supplement like a G or an F, guess what? That extra pay will pay for that.
Right.
Coverage. So I have the one of my clients, she's spending $3,000
a year. Wow.
On it. So.
Okay.
Because yeah. Even because Medicare Advantage plans, anything you get in the doctor office is falls under your Part B.
Yeah.
But it's a. Depending on your plan's structure, you're going to have co-pays for that on a Med Advantage. On the Med Sup, depending what you're paying, you're going to have limited co-pays because you're paying a premium up front.
Right.
So your co-pays at doctor's offices are much more limited or very few or non-existent, if you will.
Yeah. So if I was already on Medicare or thinking about it or this is my first year, they could come in. I could come in and talk to you. How do I get in touch with you? How does that work if I'm a new client?
We've got opportunity if you want to set up an appointment via our website, which is verishp.com, or locally here in the Pensacola area, 850-710-7196.
So they can call or check it out online.
Absolutely.
Terrific.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. And then... the other question I have for you then, in addition to Medicare, of course, we've got the Affordable Care Act also coming up on deadline.
Oh, yeah, it's my ballywig.
What you got for us, Keith?
Well, I'd like to share a little something. What I've been seeing lately is there's a lot of people retiring.
Yes, there are.
So that's one of the areas that we look at. Do I take my retiree plan or do I... You know, this is really expensive. And I said, well, it depends on really what your income is. And you can get a decent plan through the exchange until you hit 65. Now, so it works for some. It doesn't work for others. And there's other options for you out there for all you retirees that are, you know, coming off your employer plan. And, well, I think about half of them that I've had the last couple weeks is half of them is like, oh, you just stay on your retiree plan. And the other half is like, whoa, they are, you're paying through the roof for this stuff. And you can get this plan on the ACA and get tax credits for a lot better price. And that carries you through. So, yeah, I like going over this with our clients and saying, here's your options. Which one do you want? And then
it's so great that you have such a full understanding of it, because just in the last 20 minutes, my head is spinning because there's just so many aspects to this.
Yeah.
And so to have that, you have that cross section of information that's so valuable because you have the Medicare information and the affordable cap, and I'm assuming regular insurance as well. Yes. Just for the person that wants insurance.
Yeah.
COBRA, we still got that COBRA problem with Medicare. Where if you're on COBRA, you can't get on Medicare right away?
Yeah, there's certain restrictions depending when you picked up your Medicare.
Right.
Okay.
So that's a whole nother thing. But I wanted to, when you were talking about people that are retiring, you're also looking at some people retire and one's Medicare eligible and one is not Medicare eligible. So Keith will run plan options for the one who's not 65, and then at the same time we'll do Medicare options for the person who is on Medicare.
Yeah, our my last person I helped out, and she's going to start the medical cost sharing, which she went from, what was it, $900 or $800 a month to $200.
That's really great savings. That's great. Yeah. So medical cost sharing.
Yeah.
What is that?
So if anybody, I don't know if I can say this online, MediShare is one of the ones you hear on the radio a lot. But there's lots, there's a couple more that we use. And basically it's a community of a pot of money where everybody contributes to, and then they take care, they pull from that pot if somebody has a catastrophic event, i.e. accidents, cancer, something coming up like that. So there is some underwriting in there. But they still take people who are on like high blood pressure and stuff like that. That's not a big issue as long as you're taking your medications and stuff like that. And it is significantly cheaper, and it handles those areas where you're going, you know, where you worry the most.
What about preventative services and certain things like that?
Oh, they've been actually doing really well with that. They make that as part, they want you to be healthy. So they're encouraging it and they're paying for it.
Right. That's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Okay. Cost sharing is, like you said, it does have underwriting. As long as you get preventative,
right?
What a way to save money. Yeah. I mean, it's basically like a cash pay system. You pay, a small premium, if you will,
there's what we call initial uninsurable amounts. And you pick it, so it could be $1,000. Okay, let's say you got an accident for, and it costs you $5,000 to fix it. Okay, get all band-aid up. You're responsible for the first $1,000. They'll pick up the other $4,000.
Okay, so we're getting up to the end of our time here, which is just flown by. So the important deadlines this Saturday, December 7th, is Medicare, and then you have on December 12th. Is that correct, for the Affordable Care Act? And then coming up, TRICARE is also coming up on deadline. Yes,
that's correct. If you're on a select or a prime, this is the time to make your change. And I'll put it in an Air Force way, real quick. Okay. I like 5-star hotels. Okay.
Who doesn't?
The 5-star hotel is select, not prime. And the reason I say that is because they assign you basically doctors and stuff in prime, and it's hard to go out of the network without pulling teeth or something. I like the fact that I can go to the Mayo Clinic. I like the fact that I can go that I have the choice to go to MD Anderson. I like the fact that if I need somebody to work on my knee, I want the best surgeon out there. That's the drawback is select has a premium and prime does not. Okay.
Correct.
So you have to weigh that out. If you want more information, I think we're going to post that on Facebook.
Yes. Yeah. And real quick, I want to add to that. A lot of people who have TRICARE don't realize you can still get a dental and vision plan. This is open season for those as well. Mm-hmm. And you would pick it up through your benefits. So you can still get a dental and a vision plan before December 10th, I believe, is the cutoff for open season.
And they're better than the darn employer plans.
Wow.
Yeah, we've gotten very fortunate.
So December 7th is the deadline for Medicare. December 12th is next Thursday, which is for the Affordable Care Act. And then you have December 10th, next Tuesday, for TRICARE.
You got it.
All right. So we're talking again this morning with Keith and Pam Giles. They are with Veris Health Partners. So give your information out one more time so we make sure everybody knows how to reach you.
Quick update.
Go ahead.
Yeah, update.
First Tuesday, starting in January, 10 a.m., we're going to have a new time. So starting in January, we're going to be the first Tuesday, and it's going to be a 10 o'clock show.
Oh, excellent.
And 850-710-7196.
850-710-7196. And your website?
VerisHP.com.
Now, can people walk in and just stop by your office? Where are you located?
We're on 850 South Palafox. It's better off to call for an appointment.
Great. Okay, good to know.
Yeah, because we share space with Alpha Star, so we don't do a lot of walk-ins, but certainly, you know, feel free to reach out to us.
All right. If you need any insurance, these are the folks to call. Keith and Pam Giles at Veris Health Partners. Thanks for coming in this morning.